What do you tell the children when they notice that some other children have more than they have in grander things, electric trains or bicycles or stuff like that that other children got at Christmas?
Well, you try to make them satisfied with what God has sent them themselves. That some children are more fortunate, but then maybe they don't have a mother and father. Maybe they don't have something else that this child has. And in that way you raise a comparison between the children, have the children see for themselves or appreciate for themselves a little bit of what they do have, not what they don't have.
What do you do when your child comes home with a conversation that he's picked, in which he's picked up filthy words or repeats stories that he's heard?
Remember, washing, a couple of them washing their mouths out with mustard water when they repeated some of this dirty talk that they'd heard in the streets when they were smaller, you know, to impress on them that it was dirty and that they shouldn't repeat it.
What do you think about some women's opinion that, well, that's just a stage the children go through, ignore it and they'll get over it?
That isn't true. There's no state like that the children have to go through. You have to impress on them how wrong it is. And the one way of impressing that on them is making them a little uncomfortable, remembering the discomfort instead of anything else.
Should promises made to a child be kept, even if it's almost impossible to keep them?
Well, I think promises should be kept to a child, if possible at all. If they're impossible, then the reason for not keeping them should be explained to the child.
When, without asking your advice, the child volunteers to for you to do something, for example, to take part in some woman's program or something, should you insist from then on that the child consult you in advance?